and Munich. Good morning from the International Space Station, and we wanted to talk a little bit about A-Red-K. Good morning, Guten Morgen.
And Mike, good morning to you and to the rest of the crew. We are also ready to talk about A-Red-K. Go ahead.
No. So just to let you know, we are blessed this morning to have Saku-san with us, and we already started with the very first activity, which is for the setup for the initial floater cameras. We are going to start the smart DNA setup, but we wanted to let you know that we're running a little early, but we're going to take our time to do it right, so no need for anybody to hurry in, but we're just letting you know a heads up that we're trying to stay at the timeline or with the timeline today.
And Mike, that is a perfect plan for us. We copied, we already finished with the camera setup, and we are standing by. With any questions you have for us, we will be ready. Thank you.
And sorry if we're running a little early, but that helps to success with the experiment today.
You know how it says, there is a night, so it's perfect like it is. Thank you.
Munich Station on 2, just to keep you in the loop. I'm sure you've been able to follow, but we are on step number 4. We're going to go through the A-RED this range of motion.
And Mike, thank you for the information. We copy out.
Big station on 2 with good news.
Good afternoon, Mike. We are with you on 2.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes, we have been successful in getting the A-RED-K acquisition unit onto the Windows screen, and that means we are finished with our procedure, and I think the rest is now on up to you.
And Mike, that's really good news, and this also brings us in a good configuration, so I can hand you over to Space to Ground 3. This is then in private, and you will talk directly to Francois, and he will guide you through the next activities.
Okay, copy. We will go to Space to Ground 3, and looking forward to talking to Francois, and nice to talk with you. Good afternoon.
Station Houston on 2 for undock.
Houston Station, crew is listening. Go ahead.
All right, get hyped. The weather is looking good, and so we are go for undock. We've got a 20-minute LOS coming up here, though, so if you have any questions or whatnot, we can tag up on the other side.
Copy. I heard go. Thank you very much. We will get that train moving.
Sounds good.
Antimeter station on 3, on 2 for call to switch.
And Phil is with you on 2.
Hey, Nicole and I are ready to perform a double call to backpack.
You are go and there are no deviations.
We go and no deviation. Thank you. Soul station on 2 for cold storage.
And Phil's with you on 2.
Yeah, Tak and I are on line 6 or sequence 6 for the 3 Bravo section 3 and 4 in LP3. Since just pick one mesh bag, there were probably 6 or 8 mesh bags in there. We just want to make sure that it was just pick one and put it into the cold storage.
Copy. You can pick one, any one you'd like.
Copy. We grabbed one.
We copy. Thank you.
Cold station on 2 for cold storage. Cold bag 1040 is packed, and the GMT is 1630-1630, and we're working on the stow track steps now.
Copy all. Thanks for the update.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike. No response required. Just in case you are listening into that loop as well, we have currently trouble with privatized Space to Ground. We are trying to sort out the issue and coming back to you soon.
Station on 2 for cargo closeout.
Thank you on 2.
Good morning. The photos for the cargo closeout are on SSC 17, and that combined with the set that downlinked yesterday should be all the details, but let me know if anything else is needed.
All right, we'll go. Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for ActiWatch.
Hey, Zena Huntsville's with you on 2, and you are go in step 2.1.
Copy, go in 2.1. Huntsville Station on 2, ActiWatch, step 2 this morning.
Zena Huntsville is with you on 2. We have not been able to verify good connection with all of the watches yet, and we won't be able to until after this KU LOS. You're go to finish the procedure, and we will let you know if we need assistance connecting to any of the watches.
Go Okay, copy all.
Next station on Space to Ground 2 for small ARED-K post-action debrief. Very small.
Hi, Communicus, with you on 2?
Yeah, if you have just a few seconds to write down a few thoughts that we had from ARED-K, they are all good, but wanted to share the information with you.
Ready to copy.
Super. So, we had a great session today. Part of the reason we had the session was the training, of course, was quite good. Also, we had the benefit of having Onishi-san, Takuya, with us. That really helped. The pre-brief that we had a few days ago with the big picture words, maybe it was yesterday, was very helpful also. And I think that all future crews should have that. I don't think I need it for the session 10 days from now, but I think maybe in December we should consider it. I'll copy so far.
And Mike, we copy all. Thanks for this feedback.
And we have another, some more information, is that I would like a post debrief after any data from this session is analyzed. Just so that we can make future sessions better, because the data that we got, I think, are important, and we spent a lot of time getting them, might as well understand. And finally, just compliments to the crew. We had a undocking day. We had to fit everything in to make it work, and that resulted in some losses of signal. But with KU band, but everyone handled it very well, and compliments to Francois.
And we copy all, Mike. That's all very good feedback, and thanks a lot for your nice words.
And that is all for now, unless you have anything for me. If not, we will. I owe you some stowage notes and the cleanup steps, but we will make sure everything's ready to go again next week.
And, Mike, also best greetings from Katmos and from the support on ground, and they were really happy working with you. And just the final last word, before you are stepping into the ARED-K storage activity, there is an on-call CCGO and we need to download some data. So please make sure that you are calling us back before stepping into that.
Okay, super. Thank you. I was wondering about the data download, so I will take a look at the notes and I will definitely contact you before we start the activity. Nice to work with you, my friend.
Mike, that's also much appreciated.
Station on 2 for Dragon Cargo.
Go ahead, Anne, with you on 2.
I'm just checking in to see if you anticipate any corrections needed.
Nope, we do not. Looks good. So you can go ahead and skip that activity. And for your SA, I'm about to hand you off to Orbit 3 and Tess. Y'all have a safe trip, and we'll see you when you get back.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And hello, Tess, and hello, the rest of the team.
Next station, Space to Ground 2 for ARED-K and some data download.
Mike, go ahead on 2.
So I looked through the procedures. I didn't see anything in specific, so maybe if I missed it, apologies. But right now, what should I do with the cupola cameras? There's some SD cards with some data on them. What would you like me to, how would you like me to downlink that, or is there a message that I missed?
Mike, we are checking.
Station on 2 from Crew 10 for Happy Words.
Houston is with you, Ann.
Hey, we are hanging out here in our last moments on the space station with Crew 10, and we just wanted to say on behalf of all of us, thank you, thank you, thank you to every single person down there, every single person listening, to those on console right now, to those not on console right now, to those in the back rooms, the MER, program, safety, engineering, CK, everybody that has supported this mission. Truly has made it special for us. Human spaceflight is a really unique endeavor, and it takes a lot of people waking up in the morning, being dedicated to something bigger than themselves. And the reason that we do what we do is because of you down there, and we can't wait to come and see you. Thank you for the mission. I don't know what else to say. You can't see tears over Space to Ground, so that's good. We'll see you soon here on Earth.
Many thanks from all of us here on the ground, and I recall that when you arrived, you expressed a spirit of cooperation, and we have all been honored to be part of that team cooperating to sail you through the stars safely and successfully for the last few months.
we are really looking forward to having you home with us soon.
Huntsville, Cruton, on two.
Huntsville is with you on two, Anne.
Kelly, it's Vapor. I think that is one of the best ways to go out. I know that we sound a lot alike, but we have shared so many laughs with you guys. We had such an amazing time working with you guys. We know that the science is a lot of work, and we really appreciate how easy you made it for us. Every time we had a question, you guys had an answer, and so we really appreciate everything that you do on the ground to make the science go smoothly. It's the main reason that we're up here in low Earth orbit doing science without gravity, and so thank you so much. You guys make it possible.
Vapor, it has been an absolute pleasure working with you and the rest of Crew 10. I know our Paycom team personally will never forget all the fun we had with Elvis, and we wish you very safe travels on your way back home.
Inik, Crew 10, on session 2.
Mike, we are with you on 2, and we have an answer for you. So the downlink of the SD cards was actually the last step of the previous procedure from the Science One from both cameras. So just in case we missed to make that clear, so the SD card file should be downlinked from both floating camcorders to the usual photo for downlink and ESA and CatMOS input for pre-folder description.
This is Finke. I understand you, but I think the Crew 10 wanted to say something special to you, Munich. So here is Takuya Onishisa.
It was great to hear your voice. We have a great memory that every time we went to ESC, you guys welcomed us from the bottom of your heart. So very thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure for us to work with all of the ESA folks. You guys had a very, very nice experience, a lot of research, so we enjoyed working with you guys. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you guys on the ground.
Thanks a lot, Tak, and really thanks a lot for your nice words. It was also a real pleasure working with all of you, and after you have gone through our training here in Cologne, it was really good to see you performing all the activities on board, and of course all the other ESA teams in all the USOCs and in COLCC were looking for that. And we are really happy that this was really, from our perspective, a very successful mission. And thanks a lot for all the effort that you put into it, for all the activities that ESA had in that time frame. So thanks a lot, and have a good trip home, and especially a safe one.
Thank you very much. And Tsukuba, Crew 10 on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Tak.
Hey, Takashi-san, just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for everything. いろいろとありがとうございました。本当に楽しい滞在でした。皆さんのおかげで、また地上でお会いできるのを楽しみにしてます。本当に楽しかったです。ありがとう。
はい、こちらこそ、いつも素晴らしく、タスク、早く正確に実施していただいて本当にありがとうございました。無事なお帰りをお待ちしております。次は筑波で会いましょう。
はい、ではまた。
This is Station Pitch Ground 2 for EMER Equipment Light Teardown.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Yes, just letting you know this activity is complete. Everything that was in PMA 2 in the stow note is confirmed to now be in node 2. And the only delta...
Houston on 2 for Johnny. Sorry, I walked you right into a hand over there. So we heard that there was a delta, and we're ready to copy.
Yes, no worries. Just letting you, it was more of a your essay, but the only delta was row 5 in the stow note, the ammonia cartridge bag, stow number 1019. I did verify with the right correct barcode, that item was already in node 2. So I confirm everything in the stow note is now in node 2.
Copy, Johnny. Thanks for the update, and that's a good config.
Station Tsukuba on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia.
Go ahead, Tom 2.
Good afternoon, and we have a favor of you related to Earth order change.
Okay, I'm going to call you back a little bit later. Because of the departure. Yeah, thank you.
Copy that. Thank you.
Yes, on station on 2, node 2, camcorder 1 is on, so you guys are welcome on board.
Copy, thanks.
You are looking live at a view of the SpaceX Dragon Endurance, currently mated to the forward port of the Harmony module of the International Space Station as the vehicle flies 262 miles from northwest to southeast over the Atlantic Ocean off the east coast of the United States. Good afternoon from Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room. As four crew members who have spent almost 5 months aboard the orbital outpost begin the journey home, heading for a splashdown off the coast of California on Saturday morning to wrap up a 148-day, 62.7 million-mile mission.
Houston,
welcome to our coverage of the departure and hatch closure of the Crew 10 crew from the International Space Station.
Go ahead on two, talk.
Hey, Tess, we have been trying to call SpaceX on it because the Gloop as well as drone DG1, but no response. Also, did you guys hear us?
And talk, yes, we heard you. We do not currently have TDRS direct on Dragon, so our return calls did not make it up to you.
Okay, so can you guys relay the information to SpaceX? So step 2.9 is complete. Dragon cabin config for departure is complete. And also we are looking for go for step 3.1 and also checking the LIO config in step 3.4.
Checking.
Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut Takoya Onishi. You spent some time as the commander of the International Space Station up until a few days ago.
We have you loud and clear now, too. Thank you. And SpaceX Dragon, come check.
The conversation you've been hearing, part of the closure preparations.
SpaceX currently is not on Space to Ground 2 directly. We're working the config on the ground to get you calm.
You heard the voice of spacecraft communicator Tess Caswell here in Mission Control.
We have seats 2 and 3 seated, and the seats 1 and 4 working on steps 2 and 3, or correction 3 of 2.103.
That was the voice of Dragon Commander, Crew 10 Commander Anne McLean of NASA, as she and her three crewmates begin to put themselves in their seats in the SpaceX Dragon vehicle, named Endurance, and begin the process of suiting up for hatch closure and the undocking of Dragon from the forward port of Harmony that is scheduled later this afternoon at 5.05 p.m. Central Time, 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time. We're looking at part of the complement of the Expedition 73 crew that will be left behind once Endurance departs. The undocking scheduled about 2 hours and 15 minutes from now. Again, the four departing crew members, Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers of NASA, Takoya Onishi, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov. They launched aboard their Dragon vehicle on a Falcon 9 rocket on March 14th, arrived at the International Space Station the following day. And at the time of splashdown that is scheduled for 10:33 a.m. Central Time, 11:33 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday morning, Crew 10 will have completed 148 days in space, 146 of them aboard the station, journey of 2,368 orbits of the Earth, and 62.7 million miles. Anne McLean's 148 days in space upon splashdown tomorrow will have totaled 352 days in space on her two flights. Paul Ayers, of course, in her first flight, 148 days. Takoya Onishi with his 148 days in space upon his return to Earth tomorrow will have logged 263 days in space on a pair of flights. And this, the first flight for Kirill Peskov, he will have logged 148 days in space. The crew saw total of 5 arriving vehicles and the departure of 6 visiting vehicles.
Six Dragon, how's you loud and clear? Great to talk to you today.
Hey, Anne, great to hear your voice. Sorry for the delay there. Capcom is about to relay up a call, but captured all of your words, and you are go for 3.1 for LIO config, IMB teardown, hatch closure, and suit donning. We're going to be swapping to cartridge number 4 today.
So you go in step 3, cartridge number 4.
And that conversation between the core, the crew operations resource engineer, basically the SpaceX Capcom or communicator, and Anne McLean aboard Dragon, as she indicates that the crew members are inside Dragon. They will swap out lithium hydroxide canisters, lithium oxide canisters that are used for the scrubbing of the air to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere on board the Dragon during its free flight away from the International Space Station. This will be basically a 17.5-hour transit of phasing away from the station following undocking later today until the time of the deorbit burn for Dragon. It is scheduled for Saturday morning at 9:39 and 47 seconds a.m. Central Time, 10:39 and 47 seconds a.m. Eastern Time. The remaining crew that will be left on board the station to continue the unbroken presence of humans aboard the International Outpost, which will reach its 25th anniversary on November 2nd this year, is comprised of the new station commander, Sergei Ryzhikov, his Roscosmos colleagues, Alexei Zabritsky and Oleg Platonov, NASA astronauts Johnny Kim, Zena Cardman, and Mike Fink, and Kimiya Yui of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. Ryzhikov, Zabritsky, and Kim launched back in September on the Soyuz MS-27 spacecraft from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Cardman, Fink, Platonov, and Yui launched just 8 days ago aboard the SpaceX Dragon Endeavour, arriving at the International Space Station to begin their tour of duty on board the orbital outpost. A good view, once again, from external cameras on the International Space Station of the docking interface between the forward port of Endurance on the left and the pressurized mating adapter on the forward end of the Harmony module and the U.S. segment of the International Space Station. The cone-shaped object at the top of your screen is the nose cap on the Dragon itself, which will be closed prior to Dragon's reentry back into the Earth's atmosphere on Saturday. After waving off the undocking of Dragon because of weather conditions off the coast of California, a final weather briefing was conducted this morning by NASA and SpaceX managers. The weather conditions were carefully evaluated and determined that winds at the splashdown site off the coast of California are and will be within limits tomorrow morning.
SpaceX Dragon on Big Loop for Lyo.
Go ahead, Dragon. We're with you on the Big Loop.
Hey, Lyo cartridge number 4 has been installed in active slot at GMT-1955.
We copy. Lyo cartridge 4 installed in active slot at 1955.
And once again, Takoya Onishi confirming with SpaceX flight controllers and Hawthorne that the air scrubbing canisters have been installed aboard Dragon to help with the scrubbing out of carbon dioxide during Endurance's free flight away from the station through the time of entry and splashdown on Saturday morning. The countdown clocks here in Mission Control are counting towards the command that will be issued 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 30 seconds from now for the retraction of an umbilical that is basically a power and telemetry cable that has provided power to Endurance during its 5 months attached to the forward port of the International Space Station. Once that umbilical retracts, command that will previously be issued begins the opening of two sets of hooks, six hooks for each set, that have held Endurance firmly in place to the forward port on pressurized mating adapter number 2 on the forward end of the Harmony module. Once those hooks are opened later today, it will be the first of two undocking burns, as they are called, the first for 1.5 seconds, begin the physical separation of Endurance from the International Space Station. Second burn of 5 seconds in duration will accelerate that opening rate and lead to the beginning of four so-called departure burns, which will increase the phasing away from the station for Endurance to a safe distance for the deorbit burn that is scheduled for Saturday morning. Earlier this week, the departing Crew-10 crew members led by Commander Ann McClain, had a few moments to share their thoughts with the Expedition 73 crew members that they were part of and continue to be part of until they undock later this afternoon. That all led into a change of command ceremony in which Takoya Onishi of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency handed over station command to Sergei Ryzhikov, Roscosmos. Plane's comments were particularly poignant. Let's take a moment as we replay her comments this past Tuesday as the Crew 10 began preparations to begin their trip home.
Text Dragon, hatches closed. We are monitoring the hatch closed event details.
SpaceX copies, hatch is closed. Can you confirm the closed indicator is in the alignment position?
Closed is aligned, yes.
Once again, those words from Dragon Commander Ann McClain of NASA this past Tuesday during farewell remarks at the beginning of a change of command ceremony. So as we fast forward now, the four crew members who are departing the station, McClain, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov, are aboard Dragon, preparing to configure the systems on their spacecraft before they close the hatch and begin suiting up into their launch and entry suits. Once the hatch is closed, there will be leak checks on both sides of the docking interface that you see there from external camera views on the station. Those leak checks will ensure that we have an airtight seal before we begin to depressurize the small passageway or vestibule that connects Dragon to the forward port of the Harmony module through that pressurized mating adapter on the right side of your screen. Once vestibule is depressurized and the pressure is equalized on both sides of the docking interface, I will set the stage for the undocking command to be issued by SpaceX flight controllers in Hawthorne, California. That's scheduled 1 hour, 57 minutes from now, 5 minutes after that command is issued, and with all 12 hooks holding endurance to the International Space Station opened, the first undocking burn of about 1.5 seconds in duration will be issued, and that basically breaks the interface between Endurance and the station and marks the official undocking of the vehicle from the orbital outpost. The International Space Station is currently traveling in an orbit 262 miles above the Earth, moving from northwest to southeast across the Atlantic Ocean, east of the continent of South America, about to enter an orbital sunset. The station, of course, orbits every 90 minutes, an inclination of 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. We now have received confirmation that the hatch on Endurance is closed, so we'll mark that at 3.04 p.m. Central Time, 4.04 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, the hatch closed to the Dragon Endurance.
SpaceX Dragon, PPRV ISO valve confirmed visually open.
SpaceX copies on the big loop.
And this view inside the Dragon Endurance with the hatch to the International Space Station's Harmony module having been closed through pressurized mating adapter number 2. We're looking at crew members who are configuring systems prior to completion of their suit-up procedures. That will lead to their undocking at 5.05 p.m. Central Time, 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, this is a 17.5-hour transit away from the station to a splashdown site off the coast of California on Saturday morning. The deorbit burn on Saturday morning at 9.39 a.m. Central Time, 10.39 a.m. Eastern Time, will be a 17.5-minute retrograde firing to slow Endurance down by 115 meters per second, allowing it to drop out of orbit for its high-speed entry back into the Earth's atmosphere. About 18 minutes after the deorbit burn, it will be the claw separation that basically holds the trunk in place, followed by the trunk of Dragon, the lower portion of Dragon. That will separate at 9.58 a.m. Central Time, 10.58 a.m. Eastern Time, before Endurance is maneuvered into the proper orientation for entry with the heat shield facing in the direction of travel to ablate or repel heat that will build up around the spacecraft to about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. There will be a brief period of loss of signal because of the ionization of molecules around the spacecraft itself. Once we come AOS, or the acquisition of signal following that period of ionization, will be set for the deployment of the drogue chutes on Endurance, followed a short time later by the main chute deployment. Splashdown is scheduled at 10:33 and 47 seconds a.m. Central Time, 11:33 and 47 seconds a.m. Eastern Time. That will be 8:33 a.m. off the coast of California. Again, splashdown scheduled on Saturday morning.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop. Control of cabin air temperature via 4.080 is allowed until pre-show. Note that the hex is currently configured for maximum cooling.
4.080.
And the view inside Dragon, you're looking at the crew members who are completing their suit-up procedures. On the very right side of your screen is Takoya Onishi and Kirill Peskov, already in their seats, Nicole Ayers and the Dragon commander, and McLean. The undocking and departure profile off the forward port of the International Space Station's Harmony module will carry Dragon to a distance about 400 meters in front of the station, and then a similar distance above the station and behind the station as the departure burns carry Dragon into a trajectory that will result in phasing away from the International Space Station over the course of about 17 hours prior to the deorbit burn that will ultimately bring Endurance home. Once again, the mission will wrap up tomorrow morning, with Crew 10 having spent 148 days in space, 146 of them aboard the station, journey of 2,368 orbits spanning 62.7 million miles. During their mission, the four crew members of Crew 10 conducted a multitude of scientific experiments, and Dan McLean and Nicole Ayers conducted one spacewalk totaling 5 hours and 44 minutes in duration. This will be the fourth time that a Dragon will have splashed down off the coast of California. FRAM-2 mission, the commercial resupply uncrewed CRS-32 mission, and most recently the Axiom-4 mission, all concluded with splashdowns off the coast of California, but this will be the first time that a Dragon involved in the commercial crew program will have returned to Earth with a splashdown off the coast of California. And in the near field of view, Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov, completing his suit-up and his strap-in to his seat. If you're just joining us, the hatch to the Dragon Endurance, that is the vehicle bringing home the Crew 10 quartet, was closed at 3.04 p.m. Central Time, 4.04 p.m. Eastern Time. You're seeing the crew members completing their suit-up procedures. There will be leak checks on both sides of the docking interface between Endurance and the forward port of the Harmony module of the International Space Station through pressurized mating adapter number 2. Once those leak checks are complete, the small passageway at the docking interface will be depressurized to vacuum. It will set the stage for the undocking command to be issued 1 hour and 46 minutes from now. That will come right on the dot at 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, initiating a 5-minute procedure to retract the umbilical between Dragon and the International Space Station, that umbilical having provided power and telemetry to Dragon during the course of its almost 5 months of docked operations. Two sets of hooks, 6 hooks per set, will then be opened. Set 1 first, followed about 2 minutes later by set 2. And then the first of the undocking burns, a quick burst of the Draco thrusters on Dragon for about a second and a half, will be initiated at 5:05 p.m. Central Time, 6:05 p.m. Eastern Time, to initiate the actual physical separation of Dragon from the International Space Station. While we have a handover in our downlink video from the station through our tracking and data relay satellite system, you're looking at Flight Director Allison Bollinger on the right side of your screen, joined to her right by spacecraft communicator Tess Caswell, who has been talking to both the departing Dragon crew and the Expedition 73 crew, who remain on board the complex. For Sergei Ryzhikov, Johnny Kim, and Alexei Zubritsky, who launched aboard Soyuz back in September, the Soyuz MS-27 spacecraft, this is their 123rd day in space, while the Crew 11 crew recently arrived at the station, consisting of Zena Cardman, Mike Fink, Kimia Yui, and Oleg Platonov, are in their 8th day in space. And on the left side of your screen, you're looking at the back of Mike Fink, veteran NASA astronaut, now in his 4th flight into space, as he and his crewmates are doing seal inspections on the forward hatch to the Harmony module that will be closed a short time from now, initiating the beginning of equalization of pressure and the ultimate depressurization of that vestibule, very short passageway between Dragon and the International Space Station.
Dragon Houston on two.
And Dragon, go ahead.
Stand by for big loop RF audio config. And we expect this to cause approximately a 2-minute dropout in audio with MCC.
See a 2-minute dropout, and for everyone's awareness, we are starting section 5 of 4.010. All 4 crew members are seated, and strapped in.
That conversation referencing the big loop, that is the interconnected communications channel that ties the space-to-ground loop aboard the International Space Station with the communication system aboard Dragon, and which will remain in play until Dragon departs the so-called approach ellipsoid, which is basically a racetrack boundary outside of which the integrated operations between Mission Control here in Houston and the SpaceX Mission Control Center in Hawthorne, California, is conducted. Once Dragon departs the approach ellipsoid, the work is essentially done for Mission Control here in Houston. The joint phase of this mission, and SpaceX Mission Control will take over full operations of Dragon's departure. It's back away and phasing away from the International Space Station all the way through splashdown on Saturday morning off the coast of California. The space station is currently flying 262 miles south of the continent of Africa, about to begin a southwest to northeasterly trek that will carry it across the east coast of Australia and back across the North Pacific. And as you can see on the left side of your screen, the hatch is now closed on the station side of the docking interface as Zena Cardman cleans up some of the equipment prior to the start of the leak checks that will be conducted between Dragon and the International Space Station to ensure that we have a tight seal before the depressurization of the passageway that will be the precursor to the undocking of Endurance from the station, physical separation scheduled at 5.05 p.m. Central, 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time. The communications loops have now been properly configured according to flight controllers here in Houston.
Dragon on the big loop. Houston Dragon, we have you loud and clear.
All right. C2V2 RF config is complete on the big loop, so you were just about to call SpaceX. We'll let that be your comm check.
And Dragon, SpaceX has you loud.
SpaceX, thanks, Cronus. SpaceX, Dragon, we are complete with...
Okay, SpaceX has you loud and clear on the big loop.
Complete with suit donning. We are at 4.011, looking for your go on 1.1.
Dragon, you are go to begin suit leak check procedure, 4.011.
And McLean talking to both the Capcom here in Houston and the Core, or SpaceX Capcom in Hawthorne, California, if you will. The procedures that they're relaying back and forth now have reached the point of leak checks on their suits to ensure that they have a tight seal on all 4 suits for the departing crew.
Johnny, before we give you that go, we'd like to confirm that you saw no damage or debris in your inspection in 5.2.
Confirm. No damage or debris. Clean seals on in step 5.2.
You are go for step 5.3.
This is Johnny Kim talking to Tess Caswell, the Capcom here in Houston, as they are about to complete the series of hatch closure procedures, this being the final hatch between the pressurized mating adapter and Harmony itself, that will set the stage for not only the suit leak checks for the four Dragon Endurance crew members, but also set the stage for the depressurization of the vestibule connecting Dragon to the International Space Station. We want that vestibule to be depressurized down to vacuum with readings that are equivalent on both sides of the docking interface before we move into the undocking command later this afternoon that will set in motion the physical separation of Endurance from the complex and begin the journey home for the four crew members comprising Crew 10, Ann McClain, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov.
Dragon on the big loop, step 2.2, ready to pressurize.
Dragon, you are go to initiate suit leak check.
Here you go.
Ann McClain, the Endurance commander, indicating that the crew is about to pressurize their suits to ensure that we have tight seals and good integrity on the four suits for the departing crew members.
Houston copies.
Checks underway for the four suits. About 1 minute left before we should hear from SpaceX that we have four good suits.
Dragon, SpaceX, on the big loop, we see four good suit leak checks.
Copies. Good suit leak checks.
And as you heard in that communications, four good leak checks performed on the suits, being worn by Ann McClain, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov, with their crew members, who soon will be departing the International Space Station, all buttoned up now, conducting final pre-departure preparations. We will point towards our next broadcast that is coming up at 4:45 p.m. Central Time, 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time, when we here in Houston will be joined by our colleagues in Hawthorne, California, at SpaceX Mission Control for the undocking of Endurance from the International Space Station and the beginning of the trip home for the Crew 10 crew members. So again, the hatch is closed. Suits have been verified to be airtight, and the stage is set for the departure of Crew 10 from the International Space Station about 1 hour and 34 minutes from now. That will sign off this broadcast and be back with you in about an hour and 15 minutes for the undocking of Endurance from the International Space Station. In the meantime, this is Mission Control Houston.
Dragon, SpaceX, on the big loop, ground will initiate vestibule depressurization shortly.
Dragon copies, monitoring.
Station Houston on the big loop. When you get to step 7.4, we have IMV deactivated. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station on the big loop, just to close this out. So the NO2 forward hatch is closed. Verify the MPEV is closed. And SSC 17 for the closeout photos.
Copy, SSC 17 for the photos. And Station Houston on the big loop, one more question for the hatch.
Just with you.
Did you observe any noises while you were cycling the hatch this time, similar or different from previous?
For the first two attempts, got the loud, kind of grindy noises with the indicator about halfway through its travel, and that was in family with what I remember the last time I did this about a month or two ago. This most recent attempt, there was very little noise, which is also in family with what I remember about a month ago, is that the more times we cycled it, the less noisy and resistant it was.
Copy, Johnny. Thanks.
Dragon, SpaceX, on the big loop, vestibule leak check completed successfully.
Good. Dragon on the big loop. Please copy. Thank you.
Dragon, SpaceX, on the big loop for undock time.
SpaceX, go ahead.
All right, And there are some really awesome new high-definition cameras on the ISS, and we've got the most amazing view of a Dragon during undock that we've ever seen before. We are going to delay the undock sequence by 10 minutes so we exit the eclipse period and we can capture this video.
I think Kathy's will make sure we smile.
With that, the new undock time is 22:10 Zulu.
Okay, 22:10, thanks.
It's Friday, August 8th, and we're joining you today from SpaceX in Hawthorne, California. We're following along with the Dragon Endurance spacecraft as we await Crew 10's departure from the International Space Station. Right now, we're expecting that process to begin shortly after 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm Ronnie Foreman, a senior sales manager here at SpaceX.
And I'm Anna Schneider with NASA Communications. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here, Anna. And of course, thank you for everyone tuning in to watch us live with our coverage today of Dragon completing its 10th crew rotation mission to the space station through NASA's Commercial Crew Program. Crew 11 arrived on station on Saturday, August 2nd at 2:27 a.m. Eastern, and they will be taking over for Crew 10, who are now headed home.
That's right, Ronnie. Crew 11 launched just last week on Friday, August 1st at 8:43 a.m. Pacific, 11:43 a.m. Eastern, from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, with NASA astronauts Commander Zena Cardman and pilot Mike Fink, JAXA, or Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut and mission specialist Kimiya Yui, along with Roscosmos cosmonaut and mission specialist Oleg Platonov. The crew has since spent a few days in space, with those days docked to the space station being a handover period where they learn to live and work on station from the departing crew. Now, the returning Crew 10 members today are NASA astronauts Anne McClain and Nicole Ayers, along with JAXA astronaut Takuya Onishi and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov.
Following phasing, Dragon will complete deorbit. During our deorbit sequence, several events will occur, including trunk separation, closure of the nose.
We'll stand by for confirmation of that. All of Dragon Endurance's systems are in excellent shape, as are the systems aboard the International Space Station, as we stand by about 10 seconds from now for the issuance of that undocking command. And execution of the command now has been issued. The first step on the road to separation will be the retraction of the umbilical that Anne McClain, the commander of Endurance, acknowledging the issuance of the undocking command, the umbilical being retracted. Once again, this means that Endurance will be on its own in terms of internal power and telemetry, no longer interconnected to the International Space Station.
Umbilical demate complete and nominal.
And the first set of hooks now traveling. Two gangs of hooks, six hooks apiece. Will open in sequential fashion. Hook set number one, followed quickly by hook set number two. And then the next step will be that 1.5 second pulse of the Draco thrusters, the undocking burn that will create the physical separation between Dragon and the International Space Station. The Expedition 73 crew, who will be left on board the station to continue the unbroken presence of humans on board the orbital outpost led by Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Ryzhikov. He's the new ISS commander, joined by Alexei Zabritsky, Oleg Platonov, Johnny Kim, Zena Cardman, Mike Fink, and Kimiya Yui. It takes about 5 minutes from the issuance of the undocking command until physical separation, so we'll be standing by to annotate the exact time and location over the Earth at the point of physical separation that will begin the trip home for Dragon Endurance. Currently in an orbital nighttime pass, we should be moving into a daylight pass over the southwestern Pacific Ocean a short time from now. The International Space Station traveling from southwest to northeast in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. And the first set of hooks now open, now working on the second set.
First set of hooks, open and nominal.
Second set of hooks now driving. All quiet here in the mission control room here in Houston, the International Space Station flight control room. Once the undocking is complete and Endurance is outside of the approach ellipsoid, which will end joint operations between us and the SpaceX team in Hawthorne, the Expedition 73 crew will move into a pre-sleep period and a lengthy sleep period overnight, and an off-duty day tomorrow. The second set of hooks now open, standing by for undocked burn number one. Dragon and the International Space Station flying into an orbital sunrise. All hooks confirmed to be open.
All hooks now open and nominal. Dragon separation.
And we have undocking. Physical separation confirmed at 5:15 p.m. Central Time, 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time, as the station and Dragon flew 260 miles over Jakarta, Indonesia. And undocked burn number two has been completed. And depart zero burn now underway. You can see those Draco thrusters doing their thing, opening up an increasingly quicker separation rate between Dragon and the station. Part zero burn complete.
Part burn zero complete. Performance nominal.
Visiting vehicle officer here reports good trajectory as Dragon Endurance leaves the International Space Station from which it docked 146 days ago. We're about 4 minutes away from depart burn number one. That'll be a 22-second firing of the Draco thrusters to increase the acceleration of Endurance away from the International Outpost. Again, physical separation, undocking occurring at 5:15 p.m. Central, 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time, as Dragon and the station flew 260 miles over Jakarta, Indonesia. And again, we will remain in integrated operations with Hawthorne, California and SpaceX Mission Control until the time that Endurance has exited the approach ellipsoid, which is that 2.2 by 2 by 4 kilometer invisible boundary, basically a racetrack-shaped oval-type boundary that represents the vicinity of the neighborhood of the International Space Station within which integrated operations are conducted. Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov beginning the journey home that will culminate with their parachute-assisted splashdown off the coast of California Saturday morning. The track of Dragon and the station will carry it a moment from now across Malaysia and then just south of Manila, the capital of the Philippines. Everything has gone by the book. All of the pre-departure preparations went per the timeline. The undocking was deliberately pushed back a few minutes to gain better visibility, communications, and camera views of Dragon as it departed the International Space Station. We still are headed for a splashdown on Saturday morning at 10:33 a.m. Central Time, 8:33 a.m. Pacific Time off the coast of California. This will be the fourth time that SpaceX will have executed a splashdown and recovery off the coast of California, following in the footsteps of FRAM-2, the 32nd commercial resupply mission, a cargo Dragon, and then most recently Axiom 4, but this will be the first time that a California splashdown will have been executed as part of the commercial crew program. We're about 25 seconds away from departure burn number one. This is a 22-second firing with a delta velocity change of 6/10 of a meter per second to further increase Endurance's opening rate from the International Space Station. That will be followed seconds later by its exit from the keep-out sphere, first of these two boundaries within which integrated operations are occurring, and depart burn one underway.
Part burn one complete. You are go to doff suits per procedure 4.012. Reminder, ground will be deactivating the big loop following exit from the approach ellipsoid.
Dragon now maneuvering.
Dragon crew 10 copies, go to doff suits. To the ISS crew, Expedition 73 Bravo, it is an absolute privilege to cross paths with you. Good luck in the rest of the mission. Godspeed.
And Vapor, Talk, and Kirill, thank you for your wishes. We wish you fair winds and following seas. And an honor for all of us around the world to support you as you lived and worked on the International Space Station. Cannot wait to welcome you home to the blue skies of Earth.
Endurance Commander Anne McLean exchanging words
crew
with...
Crew 10 station on a big loop. Fair winds and following seas. It was a huge honor to work with you all. We're going to miss you, and we can't wait to see you back on Earth.
Boys, Johnny, and the rest of the crew, have a great mission.
Again, Endurance Commander Anne McLean wishing all the best and a big vote of thanks
Dragon and Station, Houston on the Big Loop. Dragon has exited the keep-out sphere.
And as you heard, Endurance is now outside of the keep-out sphere. The next milestone will be coming up about 11 minutes from now, and that will be the approach ellipsoid exit to conclude joint integrated operations. And you heard those words from spacecraft communicator Tess Caswell here in Mission Control, as well as NASA astronaut Johnny Kim, who remains on board the station until early December as part of the Expedition 73 crew. So with Endurance well on the way on the first leg of its journey home, that will culminate with its splashdown off the coast of California Saturday morning. We're about to conclude joint integrated operations with Hawthorne here in Mission Control in Houston. And so with that, we will toss it back to Ronnie and Anna at SpaceX Mission Control in Hawthorne, California.
Rob, so as you mentioned, we are now waiting for Dragon to exit the approach ellipsoid, or AE, which is another imaginary shape, this time a three-dimensional ellipsoid, measuring 4 kilometers by 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers. As an easy visual, that's roughly like the shape of a football or maybe a rugby ball, which is appropriate given that our commander today is a rugby player, and it's in exactly the same family as the keep-out sphere for operational purposes. One of the key differences with the AE, though, is that vehicles outside of it have to be on what we call a 24-hour safe-free drift trajectory. That means that the spacecraft would not cross into the approach ellipsoid for at least 24 hours. Again, even if it lost all maneuvering for that call-out once we hear confirmation that Dragon is outside of the AE. And then after the Dragon's 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers and the same family as the keep-out sphere and vehicles outside of it have to be on what we call a 24-hour safe-free drift trajectory, which means the spacecraft would not cross into the approach ellipsoid for at least 24 hours, again, even if it lost all maneuvering. So now that Dragon and Crew 10 are well on their way back to Earth to conclude their 5-month science and research mission aboard the International Space Station, let's check in one more time with Rob Navius and Mission Control Houston.
Thanks, you guys. You mentioned some of the critical activities that are coming up. The most critical activity tomorrow for the Endurance crew will be that deorbit burn that you mentioned. That will be a 17.5-minute retrograde firing of the Draco thrusters, basically a braking maneuver to slow Endurance down by 115.4 meters per second, allowing it to drop out of orbit for its high-speed entry back into the Earth's atmosphere. The direction of travel will keep the heat shield in the direction of travel to repel the temperatures that will build up to some 2,500 degrees around the spacecraft and its 4 occupants. Here in Mission Control, the team led by Flight Director Allison Bollinger is now winding down its activities. The crew on board the station moving into a pre-sleep period. They will wake up in time, however, to watch all of the critical activities that will be uplinked to them for the return of Endurance and its parachute-assisted splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. So with that, we'll wrap it up here in Mission Control in Houston and turn it back to you guys in Hawthorne.
Dragon SpaceX, we are go for the upcoming Depart Burn 2. We're about 10 minutes out. Dragon SpaceX, Depart Burn 2 complete. Performance nominal.
Dragon copies. Thank you.
Dragon SpaceX for cabin pressure.
Check Dragon. Go ahead.
Cabin pressure is currently riding on the edge of our 14.8 PSI limit, where Dragon would perform a nominal high pressure vent to maintain the nominal cabin pressure range. We're currently seeing nominal O2 injections happen about every 30 minutes or so. Just wanted to raise your awareness that if one of these O2 injections pushes the cabin pressure over the limit, you will hear the vent valves actuate to maintain that nominal cabin pressure, and this is expected.
SpaceX Dragon, copy all. We appreciate that, though. And we are 8 minutes into suit drying.
Copy. 8 minutes into suit drying. Next up is your off-duty period. And heading into the off-duty time, let us know if you'd like to request a PMC.
Copies. We will let you know. SpaceX Dragon, procedure 4.012 is complete.
We copy. 4.012, suit doffing and audio configuration complete. Dragon SpaceX, we are go for the upcoming Depart Burn 3.
Dragon SpaceX, depart burn 3 complete, performance nominal.
SpaceX, Dragon copies, thank you.
Dragon, that's the last activity I'm tracking for quite a while. You've got 4.050 sleep preparations when you're ready. As a friendly reminder, please set the crew's sleep lag high so core holds non-urgent calls when you're resting.
Okay, we copy that. Good night.
Sleep well.
Hey, SpaceX Dragon, we don't need any PMC.
Okay, copy. No request for PMC. We'll talk to you on the other side of your off-duty period.
Dragon, step 3.2, display power cycle complete.
Copy. Displays have been power cycled.
And Munich, good morning from the International Space Station. And we are wanted to talk a little bit about ARED-K. Good morning. Guten Morgen.
And Mike, good morning to you and to the rest of the crew. We are also ready to talk about ARED-K. Go ahead.
Wonderful. So just to let you know, we are blessed this morning to have Saku-san with us. And we already started with the very first activity, which is for the setup for the initial floater cameras. We are going to start the smart DK setup, but we wanted to let you know that we're running a little early, but we're going to take our time to do it right, so no need for anybody to hurry in. But we're just letting you know heads up that we're trying to stay the timeline or with the timeline today.
And Mike, that is a perfect plan for us. We copied, we already finished with the camera setup, and we are standing by. With any questions you have for us, we will be ready. Thank you.
And yes, sorry, we're running a little early, but that helps us successfully with the experiment today.
You know how it's done? So it's perfect like it is. Thank you.
Phoenix Station on 2, just to keep you in the loop. I'm sure you've been able to follow, but we are on step number 4. We're going to go through the red this range of motion.
And Mike, thank you for the information. We copy out.
Phoenix Station on 2 with good news.
Good afternoon, Mike. We are with you on 2.
Good afternoon. Yes, we have been successful in getting the ARED-K acquisition unit onto the Windows screen, and that means we are finished with our procedure, and I think the rest is now on up to you.
And Mike, that's really good news, and this also brings us in a good configuration. So I can hand you over to Space to Ground 3. This is then in private, and you will talk directly to Francois, and he will guide you through the next activities.
Okay, copy. We will go to Space to Ground 3, and looking forward to talking to Francois, and nice to talk with you. Good afternoon.
Station Houston on 2 for undock.
Houston Station, crew is listening. Go ahead.
All right, get hyped. The weather is looking good, and so we are go for undock. We've got a 20-minute LOS coming up here, though, so if you have any questions or whatnot, we can tag up on the other side.
Copy. I heard go. Thank you very much. We will get that train moving.
Sounds good.
Come to the station on 3, on 2 for call to switch.
And Phil is with you on 2.
Hey, Nicole and I are ready to perform a double call to backpack.
You are go, and there are no deviations.
We go, and no deviation. Thank you. Soul Station on 2 for cold surge.
Until's with you on 2.
Yeah, Tuck and I are on line 6, or sequence 6, for the 3 Bravo, section 3 and 4, Melfi 3. Since just pick one mesh bag, there were probably 6 or 8 mesh bags in there. We just want to make sure that it was just pick one and put it into the cold storage.
Copy. You can pick one, any one you'd like.
Copy. We grabbed one.
We copy. Thank you.
Cold station on 2 for cold stowage. Cold bag 1040 is packed, and the GMT is 1630-1630, and we're working on the stow track steps now.
Copy all. Thanks for the update.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike. No response required. Just in case you are listening into that loop as well, we have currently trouble with privatized Space to Ground.
We are trying to sort out the issue and coming back to you soon.
Transition on 2 for cargo closeout.
Pick you on 2.
Good morning. The photos for the cargo closeout are on SSC 17, and that combined with the septic downlink yesterday should be all the details, but let me know if anything else is needed.
All right, we'll go. Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for AccuWatch.
Hey, Zena Huntsville's with you on 2, and you are go in step 2.1.
Copy, go in 2.1. Huntsville Station on 2, AccuWatch, step 2 this morning.
Zena Huntsville is with you on 2. We have not been able to verify good connection with all of the watches yet, and we won't be able to until after this KU LOS. You're go to finish the procedure, and we will let you know if we need assistance connecting to any of the watches.
Okay, copy all.
Next station on Space to Ground 2 for small ARED-K post-action debrief. Very small.
Hi, Communicus with you on 2.
Yeah, if you have just a few seconds to write down a few thoughts that we had from ARED-K, they are all good, but wanted to share the information with you.
Ready to copy.
Super. So, we had a great session today. Part of the reason we had this session was the training, of course, was quite good. Also, we had the benefit of having Onishi-san Takuya with us. That really helped. The pre-brief that we had a few days ago with the big picture words, maybe it was yesterday, was very helpful also. And I think that all future crews should have that. I don't think I need it for the session 10 days from now, but I think maybe in December we should consider it. I'll copy so far.
And Mike, we copy all. Thanks for this feedback.
And we have another, some more information, is that I would like a post-debrief after any data from this session is analyzed, just so that we can make future sessions better, because the data that we got, I think, are important, and we spent a lot of time getting them, might as well understand. And finally, just compliments to the crew. We had a undocking day. We had to fit everything in to make it work, and that resulted in some losses of signal. But with KU band, but everyone handled it very well, and compliments to Francois.
And we copy all, Mike. That's all very good feedback, and thanks a lot for your nice words.
And that is all for now, unless you have anything for me. If not, we will. I owe you some stowage notes and the cleanup steps, but we will make sure everything's ready to go again next week.
And, Mike, also best greetings from Katmos and from the support on ground, and they were really happy working with you. And just the final last word, before you are stepping into the ARED-K storage activity, there is an on-call CCGO and we need to download some data. So please make sure that you are calling us back before stepping into that.
Okay, super. Thank you. I was wondering about the data download, so I will take a look at the notes and I will definitely contact you before we start the activity. Nice to work with you, my friend.
Mike, that's also much appreciated.
Station on 2 for Dragon Cargo.
Go ahead, Ann, with you on 2.
I'm just checking in to see if you anticipate any corrections needed.
Nope, we do not. Looks good. So you can go ahead and skip that activity. And for your SA, I'm about to hand you off to Orbit 3 and Tess. Y'all have a safe trip, and we'll see you when you get back.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And hello, Tess, and hello to the rest of the team.
Next station, Space to Ground 2 for ARED-K and some data download.
Mike, go ahead on 2.
So I looked through the procedures. I didn't see anything in specific, so maybe if I missed it, apologies. But right now, what should I do with the cupola cameras? There's some SD cards with some data on them. What would you like me to, how would you like me to downlink that, or is there a message that I missed?
Mike, we are checking.
Station on 2 from Crew 10 for Happy Words.
Houston is with you, Ann.
Hey, we are hanging out here in our last moments on the space station with Crew 10, and we just wanted to say on behalf of all of us, thank you, thank you, thank you to every single person down there, every single person listening, to those on console right now. to those not on console right now, to those in the back rooms, the MER, program, safety, engineering, CK, everybody that has supported this mission truly has made it special for us. Human spaceflight is a really unique endeavor, and it takes a lot of people waking up in the morning being dedicated to something bigger than themselves. And the reason that we do what we do is because of you down there, and we can't wait to come and see you. Thank you for the mission. I don't know what else to say. You can't see tears over space to ground, so that's good. We'll see you soon here on Earth.
Many thanks from all of us here on the ground, and I recall that when you arrived, you expressed a spirit of cooperation, and we have all been honored to be part of that team cooperating to sail you through the stars safely and successfully for the last few months. We are really looking forward to having you home with us soon.
Huntsville, crew 10 is on two.
Huntsville is with you on two, Anne.
Kelly, it's Vapor. I think that is one of the best ways to go out. I know that we sound a lot alike, but we have shared so many laughs with you guys. We had such an amazing time working with you guys. We know that the science is a lot of work, and we really appreciate how easy you made it for us. Every time we had a question, you guys had an answer, and so we really appreciate everything that you do on the ground to make the science go smoothly. It's the main reason that we're up here in low Earth orbit doing science without gravity, and so thank you so much. You guys make it possible.
Vapor, it has been an absolute pleasure working with you and the rest of Crew 10. I know our Paycom team personally will never forget all the fun we had with Elvis, and we wish you very safe travels on your way back home.
Finnick, Crew 10, on session 2.
Mike, we are with you on 2, and we have an answer for you. So the downlink of the SD cards was actually the last step of the previous procedure from the science run from both cameras. So just in case we missed to make that clear, so the SD card files should be downlinked from both floating camcorders to the usual photo for downlink and ESA and CatMOS input for pre-folder description.
Okay, this is Finke. I understand you, but I think the Crew 10 wanted to say something special to you, Munich. So here is Takuya Onishisa.
It was great to hear your voice. We have a great memory that every time we went to ESC, you guys welcomed us from the bottom of your hearts. So very thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure for us to work with all of the ESA folks. You guys had a very, very nice experience, a lot of research, so we enjoyed working with you guys. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you guys on the ground.
Thanks a lot, Tak, and really thanks a lot for your nice words. It was also a real pleasure working with all of you, and after you have gone through our training here in Cologne, it was really good to see you performing all the activities on board, and of course all the other ESA teams in all the USOCs and in COLCC were looking for that. And we are really happy that this was really, from our perspective, a very successful mission. And thanks a lot for all the effort that you put into it, for all the activities that ESA had in that time frame. So thanks a lot, and have a good trip home, and especially a safe one.
Thank you very much. And Tsukuba, Crew 10 on 2.
Ahead on 2, Tak.
Hey, Takashi-san, just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for everything. いろいろとありがとうございました。本当に楽しい滞在でした。皆さんのおかげで。また地上でお会いできるのを楽しみにしてます。本当に楽しかったです。ありがとう。
はい、こちらこそ、いつも素晴らしく、タスク、早く正確に実施していただいて本当にありがとうございました。無事なお帰りをお待ちしております。次は筑波で会いましょう。
はい、ではまた。
This is Station Pitchman 2 for EMER equipment light tear down.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Yes, just letting you know this activity is complete. Everything that was in PMA 2 in the stow note is confirmed to now be in node 2, and the only delta.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Sorry, I walked you right into a hand over there. So we heard that there was a delta, and we're ready to copy.
Yes, no worries. Just letting you, it was more of a your essay, but the only delta was row 5. in this donut, the ammonia cartridge badge, show number 1019. I did verify with the right correct barcode. That item was already in Node 2. So I confirm everything in this donut is now in Node 2.
Copy, Johnny. Thanks for the update, and that's a good config.
Station Tsukuba on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia.
Go ahead, Ground 2.
Good afternoon, and we have a favor of you related to Earth order change.
Okay, I'm going to call you back a little bit later. Because of the departure. Yeah, thank you.
Copy that. Thank you.
Houston Station Room 2, Node 2, Camcorder 1 is on, so you guys are welcome on board.
Copy, thanks.
You are looking live at a view of the SpaceX Dragon Endurance, currently mated to the forward port of the Harmony module of the International Space Station, as the vehicle flies 262 miles from northwest to southeast over the Atlantic Ocean off the east coast of the United States. Good afternoon from Mission Control in Houston and the International Space Station Flight Control Room, as four crew members who have spent almost 5 months aboard the orbital outpost begin the journey home, heading for a splashdown off the coast of California on Saturday morning to wrap up a 148-day, 62.7 million-mile mission.
Houston, Station.
Welcome to our coverage of the departure and hatch closure of the Crew 10 crew from the International Space Station.
Go ahead on two, talk.
Hey, Jess, we have been trying to call SpaceX on it because Big Loop as well as drone DG-1, but no response. Also, did you guys hear us?
And talk, yes, we heard you. We do not currently have TDRS direct on Dragon, so our return calls did not make it up to you.
Okay, so can you guys relay the information to SpaceX? So step 2.9 is complete. Dragon cabin config for departure is complete. And also we are looking for go for step 3.1. And also checking the LIO config in step 3.4.
Checking.
Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut Takoya Onishi spent some time as the commander of the International Space Station up until a few days ago.
We have you loud and clear now, too. Thank you. And SpaceX Dragon, come check.
The conversation you've been hearing, part of the closure preparations.
SpaceX currently is not on Space to Ground 2 directly. We're working the config on the ground to get you calm.
You heard the voice of spacecraft communicator Tess Caswell here in Mission Control.
Two and three seated, and seats one and four working on steps two and three, or correction three of 2.103.
That was the voice of Dragon Commander, Crew 10 Commander Anne McLean of NASA, as she and her three crewmates begin to put themselves in their seats in the SpaceX Dragon vehicle, named Endurance, and begin the process of suiting up for hatch closure and the undocking of Dragon from the forward port of Harmony that is scheduled later this afternoon at 5.05 p.m. Central Time, 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time. We're looking at part of the complement of the Expedition 73 crew that will be left behind once Endurance departs. The undocking scheduled about 2 hours and 15 minutes from now. Again, the four departing crew members, Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers of NASA, Takoya Onishi, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov. They launched aboard their Dragon vehicle on a Falcon 9 rocket on March 14th, arrived at the International Space Station the following day. And at the time of splashdown that is scheduled for 10:33 a.m. Central Time, 11:33 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday morning, Crew 10 will have completed 148 days in space, 146 of them aboard the station, journey of 2,368 orbits of the Earth, and 62.7 million miles. Anne McLean's 148 days in space upon splashdown tomorrow will have totaled 352 days in space on her two flights. Cole Ayers, of course, in her first flight, 148 days. Takoya Onishi, with his 148 days in space upon his return to Earth tomorrow, will have logged 263 days in space on a pair of flights. And this, the first flight for Kirill Peskov, he will have logged 148 days in space. The crew saw a total of 5 arriving vehicles and the departure of 6 visiting vehicles.
Six Dragon has you loud and clear. Great start to the day.
And great to hear your voice. Sorry for the delay there. Capcom is about to relay up a call, but captured all of your words, and you are go for 3.1 for Lyo config, IMV teardown, hatch closure, and suit donning. We're going to be swapping to cartridge number 4 today.
Okay, go in step 3, cartridge number 4.
And that conversation between the core, the crew operations resource engineer, basically the SpaceX Capcom or communicator, and Anne McLean aboard Dragon, as she indicates that the crew members are inside Dragon. They will swap out lithium hydroxide canisters, lithium oxide canisters that are used for the scrubbing of the air to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere on board the Dragon during its free flight away from the International Space Station. This will be basically a 17.5-hour transit of phasing away from the station following undocking later today, until the time of the deorbit burn for Dragon that is scheduled for Saturday morning at 9:39 and 47 seconds a.m. Central Time, 10:39 and 47 seconds a.m. Eastern Time. The remaining crew that will be left on board the station to continue the unbroken presence of humans aboard the International Outpost, which will reach its 25th anniversary on November 2nd this year, is comprised of the new station commander, Sergei Ryzhikov, his Roscosmos colleagues, Alexei Zabritsky and Oleg Platonov, NASA astronauts Johnny Kim, Zena Cardman, and Mike Fink, and Kimiya Yui of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. Ryzhikov, Zabritsky, and Kim launched back in September on the Soyuz MS-27 spacecraft from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Cardman, Fink, Platonov, and Yui launched just 8 days ago aboard the SpaceX Dragon Endeavour, arriving at the International Space Station to begin their tour of duty on board the orbital outpost. A good view, once again, from external cameras on the International Space Station of the docking interface between the forward port of Endurance on the left and the pressurized mating adapter on the forward end of the Harmony module, the U.S. segment of the International Space Station. The cone-shaped object at the top of your screen is the nose cap on the Dragon itself, which will be closed prior to Dragon's reentry back into the Earth's atmosphere on Saturday. After waving off the undocking of Dragon because of weather conditions off the coast of California, a final weather briefing was conducted this morning by NASA and SpaceX managers. The weather conditions were carefully evaluated and determined that winds at the splashdown site off the coast of California are and will be within limits tomorrow morning.
SpaceX Dragon on Big Loop for Lyo.
Go ahead, Dragon. We're with you on the Big Loop.
Hey, Lyo cartridge number 4 has been installed in active slot at GMT-1955.
We copy. Lyo cartridge 4 installed in active slot at 1955.
And once again, Takoya Onishi confirming with SpaceX flight controllers and Hawthorne that the air scrubbing canisters have been installed aboard Dragon to help with the scrubbing out of carbon dioxide during Endurance's free flight away from the station through the time of entry and splashdown on Saturday morning. The countdown clocks here in Mission Control are counting towards the command that will be issued 2 hours, 3 minutes, and 30 seconds from now for the retraction of an umbilical that is basically a power and telemetry cable that has provided power to Endurance during its 5 months attached to the forward port of the International Space Station. Once that umbilical retracts, command that will previously be issued begins the opening of 2 sets of hooks six hooks for each set that have held endurance firmly in place to the forward port on pressurized mating adapter number 2 on the forward end of the Harmony module. Once those hooks are opened later today, it will be the first of two undocking burns, as they are called, the first for 1.5 seconds to begin the physical separation of Endurance from the International Space Station. Second burn of 5 seconds in duration will accelerate that opening rate and lead to the beginning of four so-called departure burns, which will increase the phasing away from the station for Endurance to a safe distance for the deorbit burn that is scheduled for Saturday morning. Earlier this week, the departing Crew 10 crew members, led by Commander Ann McLean, had a few moments to share their thoughts with the Expedition 73 crew members that they were part of and continue to be part of until they undock later this afternoon. That all led into a change of command ceremony in which Takoya Onishi of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency handed over station command to Sergei Ryzhikov, Roscosmos. Plane's comments were particularly poignant. Let's take a moment as we replay her comments this past Tuesday as the Crew 10 began preparations to begin their trip home.
Six Dragon, hatches closed. We are monitoring the hatch closed event details.
SpaceX copies, hatch is closed. Can you confirm the closed indicator is in the alignment position?
Closed is aligned, yes.
Once again, those words from Dragon Commander Ann McLean of NASA this past Tuesday during farewell remarks at the beginning of a change of command ceremony. So as we fast forward now, the four crew members who are departing the station, McLean, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov, are aboard Dragon, preparing to configure the systems on their spacecraft before they close the hatch and begin suiting up into their launch and entry suits. Once the hatch is closed, there will be leak checks on both sides of the docking interface that you see there from external camera views on the station. Those leak checks will ensure that we have an airtight seal before we begin to depressurize the small passageway or vestibule that connects Dragon to the forward port of the Harmony module through that pressurized mating adapter on the right side of your screen. Once the vestibule is depressurized and the pressure is equalized on both sides of the docking interface, I will set the stage for the undocking command to be issued by SpaceX flight controllers in Hawthorne, California, at scheduled 1 hour 57 minutes from now, 5 minutes after that command is issued, and with all 12 hooks holding Endurance to the International Space Station opened, the first undocking burn of about 1.5 seconds in duration will be issued, and that basically breaks the interface between Endurance and the station and marks the official undocking of the vehicle from the orbital outpost. The International Space Station is currently traveling in an orbit 262 miles above the Earth, moving from northwest to southeast across the Atlantic Ocean, east of the continent of South America, out to enter an orbital sunset. The station, of course, orbits every 90 minutes at an inclination of 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. We now have received confirmation that the hatch on Endurance is closed, so we'll mark that at 3:04 p.m. Central Time, 4:04 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, the hatch closed to the Dragon Endurance.
SpaceX Dragon, PPRV ISO valve confirmed visually open.
SpaceX copies on the big loop.
And this view inside the Dragon Endurance with the hatch to the International Space Station's Harmony module having been enclosed through pressurized mating adapter number 2. We're looking at crew members who are configuring systems prior to completion of their suit-up procedures. That will lead to their undocking at 5:05 p.m. Central Time, 6:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, this is a 17.5-hour transit away from the station to a splashdown site off the coast of California on Saturday morning. The deorbit burn on Saturday morning at 9:39 a.m. Central Time, 10:39 a.m. Eastern Time, will be a 17.5-minute retrograde firing to slow endurance down by 115 meters per second, allowing it to drop out of orbit for its high-speed entry back into the Earth's atmosphere. About 18 minutes after the deorbit burn, it will be the claw separation that basically holds the trunk in place, followed by the trunk of Dragon, the lower portion of Dragon. That will separate at 9:58 a.m. Central Time, 10:58 a.m. Eastern Time, before Endurance is maneuvered into the proper orientation for entry with the heat shield facing in the direction of travel to ablate or repel heat that will build up around the spacecraft to about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. There will be a brief period of loss of signal because of the ionization of molecules around the spacecraft itself. Once we come AOS, or the acquisition of signal following that period of ionization, will be set for the deployment of the drogue chutes on Endurance, followed a short time later by the main chute deployment. Splashdown is scheduled at 10:33 and 47 seconds a.m. Central Time, 11:33 and 47 seconds a.m. Eastern Time. That will be 8:33 a.m. off the coast of California. Again, splashdown scheduled on Saturday morning.
Dragon SpaceX on the big loop. Control of cabin air temperature via 4.080 is allowed until pre-show. Note that the hex is currently configured for maximum cooling.
4.080.
And the view inside Dragon, you're looking at the crew members who are completing their suit-up procedures. On the very right side of your screen is Takoya Onishi and Kirill Peskov. Already in their seats, Nicole Ayers and the Dragon commander, Anne McClain. The undocking and departure profile off the forward port of the International Space Station's Harmony module will carry Dragon to a distance about 400 meters in front of the station, and then a similar distance above the station and behind the station as the departure burns carry Dragon into a trajectory that will result in phasing away from the International Space Station over the course of about 17 hours prior to the deorbit burn that will ultimately bring Endurance home. Once again, the mission will wrap up tomorrow morning, with Crew 10 having spent 148 days in space, 146 of them aboard the station, journey of 2,368 orbits spanning 62.7 million miles. During their mission, the four crew members of Crew 10 conducted a multitude of scientific experiments, and Dan McLean and Nicole Ayers conducted one spacewalk totaling 5 hours and 44 minutes in duration. This will be the fourth time that a Dragon will have splashed down off the coast of California. FRAM-2 mission, the commercial resupply uncrewed CRS-32 mission, and most recently the Axiom 4 mission, all concluded with splashdowns off the coast of California, but this will be the first time that a Dragon involved in the commercial crew program will have returned to Earth with a splashdown off the coast of California. And in the near field of view, Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov completing his suit-up and his strap-in to his seat. If you're just joining us, the hatch to the Dragon Endurance, that is the vehicle bringing home the Crew 10 Quartet, was closed at 3:04 p.m. Central Time, 4:04 p.m. Eastern Time. You're seeing the crew members completing their suit-up procedures. There will be leak checks on both sides of the docking interface between Endurance and the forward port of the Harmony module of the International Space Station through pressurized mating adapter number 2. Once those leak checks are complete, the small passageway at the docking interface will be depressurized to vacuum. It will set the stage for the undocking command to be issued 1 hour and 46 minutes from now. That will come right on the dot at 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, initiating a 5-minute procedure to retract the umbilical between Dragon and the International Space Station, that umbilical having provided power and telemetry to Dragon during the course of its almost 5 months of docked operations. Two sets of hooks, six hooks per set, will then be opened. Set one first, followed about 2 minutes later by set two. And then the first of the undocking burns, a quick burst of the Draco thrusters on Dragon for about a second and a half will be initiated at 5.05 p.m. Central Time, 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time, to initiate the actual physical separation of Dragon from the International Space Station. While we have a handover in our downlink video from the station through our tracking and data relay satellite system, you're looking at Flight Director Allison Bollinger on the right side of your screen, joined to her right by spacecraft communicator Tess Caswell, who has been talking to both the departing Dragon crew and the Expedition 73 crew, who remain on board the complex. For Sergei Ryzhikov, Johnny Kim, and Alexei Zubritsky, who launched aboard Soyuz back in September, the Soyuz MS-27 spacecraft, this is their 123rd day in space, while the Crew 11 crew recently arrived at the station, consisting of Zena Cardman, Mike Fink, Kimia Yui, and Oleg Platonov are in their 8th day in space. And on the left side of your screen, you're looking at the back of Mike Fink, veteran NASA astronaut, now in his 4th flight into space, as he and his crewmates are doing seal inspections on the forward hatch to the Harmony module that will be closed a short time from now, initiating the beginning of equalization of pressure and the ultimate depressurization of that vestibule, very short passageway between Dragon and the International Space Station.
Dragon Houston, on two.
Dragon, go ahead.
Stand by for big loop RF audio config. And we expect this to cause approximately a 2-minute dropout in audio with MCC.
See a 2-minute dropout, and for everyone's awareness, we are starting section 5 of 4.010. All four crew members are seated and strapped in.
That conversation referencing the big loop, that is the interconnected communications channel that ties the space-to-ground loop aboard the International Space Station with the communication system aboard Dragon, and which will remain in play until Dragon departs the so-called approach ellipsoid, which is basically a racetrack boundary outside of which the integrated operations between Mission Control here in Houston and the SpaceX Mission Control Center in Hawthorne, California, is conducted. Once Dragon departs the approach ellipsoid, the work is essentially done for Mission Control here in Houston for the joint phase of this mission, and SpaceX Mission Control will take over full operations of Dragon's departure. It's back away and phasing away from the International Space Station all the way through splashdown on Saturday morning off the coast of California. The space station is currently flying 262 miles south of the continent of Africa, about to begin a southwest and northeasterly trek that will carry it across the east coast of Australia and back across the North Pacific. And as you can see on the left side of your screen, the hatch is now closed on the station side of the docking interface as Zena Cardman cleans up some of the equipment prior to the start of the leak checks that will be conducted between Dragon and the International Space Station to ensure that we have a tight seal before the depressurization of the passageway that will be the precursor to the undocking of Endurance from the station, physical separation scheduled at 5.05 p.m. Central, 6.05 p.m. Eastern Time. The communications loops have now been properly configured, according to flight controllers here in Houston.
Dragon on the big loop. Houston Dragon, we have you loud and clear.
All right. C2V2 RF config is complete on the big loop, so you were just about to call SpaceX, we'll let that be your comm check.
And Dragon, SpaceX has you left.
SpaceX, Chris. Thanks, Cronus. SpaceX, Dragon, we are complete with...
Okay, SpaceX has you loud and clear on the big loop.
Complete with suit donning. We are at 4.011, looking for your go on 1.1.
Dragon, you are go to begin suit leak check procedure, 4.011.
And McLean talking to both the Capcom here in Houston and the Core, or SpaceX Capcom in Hawthorne, California, if you will. The procedures that they're relaying back and forth now have reached the point of leak checks on their suits to ensure that they have a tight seal on all four suits for the departing crew.
Johnny, before we give you that go, we'd like to confirm that you saw no damage or debris in your inspection in 5.2.
Confirm, no damage or debris, clean seals on in step 5.2.
You are go for step 5.3.
This is Johnny Kim talking to Tess Caswell, the Capcom here in Houston, as they are about to complete the series of hatch closure procedures, this being the final hatch between the pressurized mating adapter and Harmony itself, that will set the stage for not only the suit leak checks for the four Dragon Endurance crew members, but also set the stage for the depressurization of the vestibule connecting Dragon to the International Space Station. We want that vestibule to be depressurized down to vacuum with readings that are equivalent on both sides of the docking interface before we move into the undocking command later this afternoon that will set in motion the physical separation of Endurance from the complex and begin the journey home for the four crew members comprising Crew 10, Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov.
Dragon on the big loop, step 2.2, ready to pressurize.
Dragon, you are go to initiate suit leak check.
Here goes.
And McLean, the Endurance commander, indicating that the crew is about to pressurize their suits to ensure that we have tight seals and good integrity on the four suits for the departing crew members.
Houston copies.
Checks underway for the four suits, about 1 minute left before we should hear from SpaceX that we have four good suits.
Dragon, SpaceX, on the big loop, we see four good suit leak checks.
Good copies, good suit leak checks.
And as you heard in that communications, four good leak checks performed on the suits, being worn by Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov, with their crew members, who soon will be departing the International Space Station, all buttoned up now, conducting a final pre-departure preparations. We will point towards our next broadcast that is coming up at 4:45 p.m. Central Time, 5:45 p.m. Eastern Time, when we here in Houston will be joined by our colleagues in Hawthorne, California, at SpaceX Mission Control, for the undocking of Endurance from the International Space Station and the beginning of the trip home for the Crew 10 crew members. So again, the hatch is closed. Suits have been verified to be airtight, and the stage is set for the departure of Crew 10 from the International Space Station about 1 hour and 34 minutes from now. That will sign off this broadcast and be back with you in about 1 hour and 15 minutes for the undocking of Endurance from the International Space Station. In the meantime, this is Mission Control Houston.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop. Ground will initiate vestibule depressurization shortly.
Dragon copies, monitoring.
Station Houston on the big loop. When you get to step 7.4, we have IMV deactivated. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station on the big loop, just to close this out. So the No 2 forward hatch is closed. Verify the MPEV is closed. And SSD 17 for the closeout photos.
Copy, SSD 17 for the photos. And Station Houston on the big loop, one more question for the hatch.
It's with you.
Did you observe any noises while you were cycling the hatch this time, similar or different from previous?
For the first two attempts, got the loud kind of grindy noises,
with the indicator about halfway through its travel, and that was in family with what I remember the last time I did this about a month or two ago. This most recent attempt, there was very little noise, which is also in family with what I remember about a month ago, is that the more times we cycled it, the less noisy and resistant it was.
Copy, Johnny. Thanks.
Dragon SpaceX on the big loop. Vestibule leak check completed successfully.
Great. Dragon on the big loop. Please copy. Thank you.
Dragon SpaceX on the big loop for undock time.
Dragon SpaceX, go ahead.
All right, and there are some really awesome new high-definition cameras on the ISS, and we've got the most amazing view of a Dragon during undock that we've ever seen before. We are going to delay the undock sequence by 10 minutes so we exit the eclipse period and we can capture this video.
Dragon copies. We'll make sure we smile.
With that, the new undock time is 2210 Zulu.
Okay, 2210. Thanks.
It's Friday, August 8th, and we're joining you today from SpaceX in Hawthorne, California. We're following along with the Dragon Endurance spacecraft as we await Crew 10's departure from the International Space Station. Right now, we're expecting that process to begin shortly after 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm Ronnie Foreman, a senior sales manager here at SpaceX.
And I'm Anna Schneider with NASA Communications. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here, Anna. And of course, thank you for everyone tuning in to watch us live with our coverage today of Dragon completing its 10th crew rotation mission to the space station through NASA's Commercial Crew Program. Crew 11 arrived on station on Saturday, August 2nd at 2:27 a.m. Eastern, and they will be taking over for Crew 10, who are now headed home.
That's right, Ronnie. Crew 11 launched just last week on Friday, August 1st at 8:43 a.m. Pacific, 11:43 a.m. Eastern from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida with NASA astronauts Commander Zena Cardman and pilot Mike Fink, JAXA, or Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut and mission specialist Kamiya Yui, along with Roscosmos cosmonaut and mission specialist Oleg Platonov. The crew has since spent a few days in space, with those days docked to the space station being a handover period where they learn to live and work on station from the departing crew. Now, the returning Crew 10 members today are NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Nicole Ayers, along with JAXA astronaut Takuya Onishi and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov.
Following phasing, Dragon will complete deorbit. During our deorbit sequence, several events will occur, including trunk separation, closure of the nose.
We'll stand by for confirmation of that. All of Dragon Endurance's systems are in excellent shape, as are the systems aboard the International Space Station, as we stand by about 10 seconds from now for the issuance of that undocking command. And execution of the command now has been issued. The first step on the road to separation will be the retraction of the umbilical that Anne McLean, the commander of Endurance, acknowledging the issuance of the undocking command, the umbilical being retracted. Once again, this means that Endurance will be on its own in terms of internal power and telemetry, no longer interconnected to the International Space Station.
Umbilical demate complete and nominal.
And the first set of hooks now traveling. Two gangs of hooks, six hooks apiece, will open in sequential fashion, hook set number one, followed quickly by hook set number two, and then the next step will be that 1.5 second pulse of the Draco thrusters, the undocking burn that will create the physical separation between Dragon and the International Space Station. The Expedition 73 crew, who will be left on board the station to continue the unbroken presence of humans on board the orbital outpost led by Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Ryzhikov. He's the new ISS commander, joined by Alexei Zabritsky, Oleg Platonov, Johnny Kim, Zena Cardman, Mike Fink, and Kimiya Yui. It takes about 5 minutes from the issuance of the undocking command until physical separation, so we'll be standing by to annotate the exact time and location over the Earth at the point of physical separation that will begin the trip home for Dragon Endurance. Currently in an orbital nighttime pass, we should be moving into a daylight pass over the south western Pacific Ocean a short time from now. The International Space Station traveling from southwest to northeast in an orbit inclined 51.6 degrees to either side of the equator. And the first set of hooks now open, now working on the second set.
First set of hooks, open and nominal.
Second set of hooks now driving. All quiet here in the mission control room. Here in Houston, the International Space Station flight control room. Once the undocking is complete and Endurance is outside of the approach ellipsoid, which will end joint operations between us and the SpaceX team in Hawthorne, the Expedition 73 crew will move into a pre-sleep period and a lengthy sleep period overnight and an off-duty day tomorrow. The second set of hooks now open, standing by for undock burn number one. Dragon and the International Space Station flying into an orbital sunrise. All hooks confirmed to be open.
All hooks now open and nominal. Dragon separation.
And we have undocking. Physical separation confirmed. At 5:15 p.m. Central Time, 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time, as the station and Dragon flew 260 miles over Jakarta, Indonesia. And undock burn number two has been completed. And depart zero burn now underway. You can see those Draco thrusters doing their thing, opening up an increasingly quicker separation rate between Dragon and the station. Part zero burn complete.
Depart burn zero complete. Performance nominal.
Visiting vehicle officer here reports good trajectory as Dragon Endurance leaves the International Space Station from which it docked 146 days ago. We're about 4 minutes away from depart burn number one. That'll be a 22-second firing of the Draco thrusters to increase the acceleration of Endurance away from the International Outpost. Again, physical separation, undocking occurring at 5:15 p.m. Central, 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time, as Dragon and the station flew 260 miles over Jakarta, Indonesia. And again, we will remain in integrated operations with Hawthorne, California and SpaceX Mission Control until the time that Endurance has exited the approach ellipsoid, which is that 2.2 by 2 by 4 kilometer invisible boundary, basically a racetrack-shaped oval-type boundary that represents the vicinity of the neighborhood of the International Space Station within which integrated operations are conducted. Anne McLean, Nicole Ayers, Takoya Onishi, and Kirill Peskov beginning the journey home that will culminate with their parachute-assisted splashdown off the coast of California Saturday morning. The track of Dragon and the station will carry it a moment from now across Malaysia and then just south of Manila, the capital of the Philippines. Everything has gone by the book. All of the pre-departure preparations went per the timeline. The undocking was deliberately pushed back a few minutes to gain better visibility, communications, and camera views of Dragon as it departed the International Space Station. We still are headed for a splashdown on Saturday morning at 10:33 a.m. Central Time, 8:33 a.m. Pacific Time off the coast of California. This will be the fourth time that SpaceX will have executed a splashdown and recovery off the coast of California, following in the footsteps of FRAM-2, the 32nd commercial resupply mission, a cargo Dragon, and then most recently Axiom-4, but this will be the first time that a California splashdown will have been executed as part of the commercial crew program. We're about 25 seconds away from departure burn number one. This is a 22-second firing with a delta velocity change of 6/10 of a meter per second to further increase Endurance's opening rate from the International Space Station. That will be followed seconds later by its exit from the keep-out sphere, first of these two boundaries within which integrated operations are occurring, and depart burn one underway.
Part burn one complete. You are go to doff suits per procedure 4.012. Reminder, ground will be deactivating the big loop following exit from the approach ellipsoid.
Dragon now maneuvering.
Crew 10 copies, go to doff suits. To the ISS crew, Expedition 73 Bravo, It is an absolute privilege to cross paths with you. Good luck in the rest of the mission. Godspeed.
Ann, Vapor, Talk, and Kirill, thank you for your wishes. We wish you fair winds and following seas. And an honor for all of us around the world to support you as you lived and worked on the International Space Station. Cannot wait to welcome you home to the blue skies of Earth.
Endurance Commander Ann McLean exchanging words
with... Crew 10 station on a big loop. Fair winds and following seas. It was a huge honor to work with you all. We're going to miss you, and we can't wait to see you back on Earth.
Boys, Johnny, and the rest of the crew, have a great mission.
Again, Endurance Commander Ann McLean wishing all the best and a big vote of thanks.
Dragon and Station, Houston on the big loop. Dragon has exited the keep-out sphere.
And as you heard, Endurance is now outside of the keep-out sphere. The next milestone will be coming up about 11 minutes from now, and that will be the approach ellipsoid exit to conclude joint integrated operations. And you heard those words from spacecraft communicator Tess Caswell here in Mission Control, as well as NASA astronaut Johnny Kim, who remains on board the station until early December as part of the Expedition 73 crew. So with Endurance well on the way on the first leg of its journey home that will culminate with its splashdown off the coast of California Saturday morning, we're about to conclude joint integrated operations with Hawthorne here in Mission Control in Houston. And so with that, we will toss it back to Ronnie and Anna at SpaceX Mission Control in Hawthorne, California.
Rob, so as you mentioned, we are now waiting for Dragon to exit the approach ellipsoid, or AE, which is another imaginary shape, this time a three-dimensional ellipsoid, measuring 4 kilometers by 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers. As an easy visual, that's roughly like the shape of a football or maybe a rugby ball, which is appropriate given that our commander today is a rugby player. And it's in exactly the same family as the keep-out sphere for operational purposes. One of the key differences with the AE, though, is that vehicles outside of it have to be on what we call a 24-hour safe-free drift trajectory. That means that the spacecraft would not cross into the approach ellipsoid for at least 24 hours. Again, even if it lost all maneuvering for that call-out once we hear confirmation that Dragon is outside of the AE. And then after the Dragon phase, 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers, and the same family as the keep-out sphere, and vehicles outside of it have to be on what we call a 24-hour safe-free drift trajectory, which means the spacecraft would not cross into the approach ellipsoid for at least 24 hours, again, even if it lost all maneuvering. So now that Dragon and Crew 10 are well on their way back to Earth to conclude their 5-month science and research mission aboard the International Space Station, let's check in one more time with Rob Navius and Mission Control Houston.
Thanks, you guys. You mentioned some of the critical activities that are coming up. The most critical activity tomorrow for the Endurance crew will be that deorbit burn that you mentioned. That will be a 17.5-minute retrograde firing of the Draco thrusters, basically a braking maneuver to slow Endurance down by 115.4 meters per second, allowing it to drop out of orbit for its high-speed entry back into the Earth's atmosphere. The direction of travel will keep the heat shield in the direction of travel to repel the temperatures that will build up to some 2,500 degrees around the spacecraft and its 4 occupants. Here in Mission Control, the team led by Flight Director Allison Bollinger is now winding down its activities. The crew on board the station moving into a pre-sleep period. They will wake up in time, however, to watch all of the critical activities that will be uplinked to them for the return of Endurance and its parachute-assisted splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. So with that, we'll wrap it up here in Mission Control in Houston and turn it back to you guys in Hawthorne.
Dragon, SpaceX, we are go for the upcoming depart burn 2. We're about 10 minutes out. Dragon, SpaceX, depart burn 2 complete. Performance nominal.
Dragon, copies. Thank you.
Dragon, SpaceX, for cabin pressure.
SpaceX, Dragon, go ahead.
Cabin pressure is currently riding on the edge of our 14.8 PSI limit, where Dragon would perform a nominal high-pressure vent to maintain the nominal cabin pressure range. We're currently seeing nominal O2 injections happen about every 30 minutes or so. Just wanted to raise your awareness that If one of these O2 injections pushes the cabin pressure over the limit, you will hear the vent valves actuate to maintain that nominal cabin pressure, and this is expected.
SpaceX Dragon, copy all. We appreciate that, though. And we are 8 minutes into suit drying.
Copy. 8 minutes into suit drying. Next up is your off-duty period. And heading into the off-duty time, let us know if you'd like to request a PMC.
Copies. We will let you know. SpaceX Dragon. Procedure 4.012 is complete.
We copy. 4.012, suit doffing and audio configuration complete. Dragon SpaceX, we are go for the upcoming depart burn 3. Dragon SpaceX, depart burn 3 complete, performance nominal.
SpaceX, Dragon copies, thank you.
Dragon, that's the last activity I'm tracking for quite a while. You've got 4.050 sleep preparations when you're ready. As a friendly reminder, please set the crew's sleep lag high so core holds non-urgent calls when you're resting.
Okay, we copy that. Good night.
Sleep well.
Hey, SpaceX Dragon, we don't need any PMC.
Okay, copy. No request for PMC. We'll talk to you on the other side of your off-duty period.
Dragon, step 3.2, display power cycle complete.
Copy. Displays have been power cycled.